Yo, welcome back to Late Bloomer. My name is Tom. I'm here with my co-host, Gene. Welcome to part two of our online dating series. If you haven't listened to part one yet, definitely go do that before you dive into this one. We talk about some of the better apps as well as some of the mistakes we've seen our friends make. And I think we should just dive right in. And before we talk about the do's and don'ts for male pictures, what do you think goes into a good and a bad picture for females? We have a female audience, and we want to help give them a little value and help them out as much as we can. Is it more than just cleavage, ass, bikinis, sluttiness? Is there more to it than just that?
Absolutely. Of course there's more to it than that. But I am telling you, as a male, as a straight male perspective, that is the first thing where our eyes are going to go to. However, with that being said, too much of a good thing is not a good thing. So the girls that think like, oh, I need to post as much skin as possible, that's not necessarily true. There are things that we do value outside of just good looks, but we expect that as a bonus as right. well. So I'm sorry to say you would probably think, you know, a good personality plus the bonus is good looks. Yeah. In this case on Tinder, we're looking for good looks with the bonus of a good personality.
So let's just say she may not have the biggest boobs or she may not have the roundest
butt. It's not about boobs. I'd say it's about the total package of physical
appearance. First off, you're talking to me. Okay, that's all I care about. But second, let's just say for our audience, we're all quarantined right now. People are putting on their weight. They're doing their thing. And they may not, but they want to get back out there. And we want to show off your assets, but you may not be as well gifted as others. And I feel like, is there a way that you could showcase your hotness when you don't have double D's or you don't have the big old booty?
Okay. Well, the first thing I'm going to help you guys out with is, ladies, please do not make your profile, and this goes to men, just as this has nothing to do with sex. Please stop making your profile a picture of you and six of your friends.
Please
how stop doing that. The hell are we supposed to know? Not only is it for a you thing, it's also a courteous thing because now you're making us waste time swiping through and trying to guess.
No, it gets worse than that. They have groups, but for the first like three or four pictures where I'm to go, yo, I don't know if it's the brunette or the blonde. And I have to
keep
going.
Right. You're not a guy. You're not going to trick a guy.
Yeah.
You know, he's going to do his research.
Right.
So don't think you're going to trick anyone. And I'm not accusing anyone of tricking anyone, but I'm just saying like, why make a picture of four other girls and you the profile page?
And also, I get it, but when you have your hottest picture one, I get it. But if a guy's really into you, he will go to your sixth picture. He will see you getting that bathroom mirror selfie where you kind of probably shouldn't have posted, right? And I feel like, should you only post that first picture worthy on all of them? Like, you should have six high-quality pictures, and you should not put that meh one on six or seven.
You should not put that meh one.
Yeah.
If you're not satisfied with it. Yeah. If you have a picture as your sixth picture, you don't look so great, let's just say.
Yeah.
But mountain climbing. And that's like something that you love. And you want that to be a conversation starter between you and the guy. Then sure, absolutely put that on there. But if you don't feel so confident because you look sweaty and gross in it, then maybe you shouldn't put it in there. Put stuff on there that you're absolutely confident with. I personally only have four pictures on my profile. The first one is just a picture of me and it's a shirtless pic. Now, that's not the route I would recommend.
Everything we just said.
Now, that's not the recommendation I would go take a shirtless pic. But it just happens to be a picture that I feel comfortable with, where the editing looks good, I look good in it, my face looks good in it, my body looks good in it. I feel confident posting that. And I've had some good luck with it. So I feel good about that picture.
So have you put the amount of thought, like, should you put, like, I want this part right here is I want our female audience to listen to this, take it, and then, like, have your phone out as you're listening to this. Have the edit profile on your Tinder right now, okay? And I want you, and Gene's going to help you out. This is the order that you should post the pictures. We're going to talk about bio in a minute, but for a good female, six pictures and the order, you know, because usually I don't know about you, but I don't really go past three or four unless like I get a weird feeling. You only get six. And would you put, what would your number one, would your number one be your sexiest picture, or would it be the classiest, or would you a more social thing?
Yeah, it's whatever picture you look the absolute best in, and also do not look completely weird or completely lonely or completely photoshopped. It basically, it's got to show that you're a real human being, because quite frankly, a lot of people out there now are making fake profiles on places like Tinder to sell their OnlyFans profiles or sell, or they're like some fake bot or they're a catfish or whatever. Right. It needs to look like a real photo. Right. So the first photo absolutely needs to have your face in it. Absolutely needs to have your face in it, but it needs to be the picture you look best in. Now, I'm not going to give you an order on like which picture should go where, but I would recommend at least one picture that is a full body picture to show the men out there, this is what I'm working with. Now, let's say you're 100% not happy with it. You don't have to do it. This is just a recommendation from me. This is what men would appreciate, and this is what men would respond well to. Like, let's say this particular guy really likes, like, really tall, skinny women. Maybe you're not a really tall, skinny woman, then maybe you're not his type. And maybe even if you had gone on a date and not posted that body pic and he realized on the date that you weren't his type, then now you just wasted time, all this time talking to him, and you just wasted time driving out and meeting him just to get stood up on, or just to have the guy not be into you or text you back after the first date. So it's always better to be open and honest from the beginning. However, again, I am saying, put whatever photos you want on there that you feel confident in.
So here's my thing that I found with some of my female friends, and that I've told them, like, what I enjoy is you should be somewhat strategic when you post these pictures, where, yes, you should have, of course, post pictures of you looking amazing. I also think you should put post some pictures of you doing things that you absolutely love that a guy could message you on. Does that make sense? So, like, if you love hiking or you love surfing, you should absolutely post a picture of you looking good doing those activities. Because I promise you, if a guy knows what he's doing and he's worth your 1 second response, he's going to be like, hey, where do you like to surf? Where do you hike running every day? He's going to try to talk to you about something that you enjoy. So it kind of baits him in into a commonality or something that you guys can potentially go on that date together. So just trying to be two steps ahead of it. That would be my advice for sure.
Yeah, I mean, as for guys, I would recommend gentlemen avoiding mere selfies. Yeah. I would avoid selfies also for that matter, unless, of course, it's a photo where you look absolutely amazing in. One thing I've realized that women look a lot for is a good smile. And that's actually a very, very, very talked about thing, but it's also extremely underrated. Guys typically think like, oh, I need to have a good jaw structure. I need to have good hair. I need to be tan. I need to have a six pack. A smile is extremely underrated. Right. Women, a lot of women would take a guy with a nice smile over a six pack, which is crazy, but it's true.
So that's a good question too, is I want the fellas listening to us, I want them to be like, all right, well, what's a nice smile? Well, nice smile is obviously straight and white. But speaking from experience, I have gone overboard on the fucking Crest whitening strips, and they hurt so much. And I would put them on every night, and don't do that.
It's pain, Tom.
I mean, you gotta really grind through that. But I agree with Gene, and you should absolutely practice that smile in the mirror that doesn't look forced, that you don't look weird or like a serial killer or any of the pictures I look like in high school, that it looks normal. And I agree with Gene that smile is extremely important. So practice, you know, resting the jaw and smiling in a way that you would like when you laugh. And I think that will definitely benefit for sure.
If some women out there take photos and they don't like to smile because they don't like their smile, it can come off as sexy. It can come off as smoldering, like seductive. If a guy does that, it looks like they're trying too hard or they're a straight up fucking weirdo. Yeah. That's what I've noticed. Guys that don't smile in their pictures look like they're trying way too hard or they look like a weirdo. Right. So, gentlemen, always smile. Okay. Women, Smiles are great. It's not make or break for you guys, no. I don't think. My personal opinion.
I completely agree. So we've been ripping on the men quite a bit. We have the smile down, but like specifically, same principle as the women. What would a good first of the six, like what would be a good one? Would it be, would you with a ton of women be too try hard?
Yes, absolutely.
100%?
Absolutely. That used to work maybe about like 5 to 10 years ago where, you know, you were trying to be like the cool guy, but no longer, that doesn't no longer work.
So I think I disagree and I agree. I agree because I think it's too try hard, but I disagree where if you can make it look really natural, where you're not, all right, ladies, I want to look cool. Like that one picture on my Instagram, I want to look cool. And like, here's me with a ton of hot chicks. But I feel like if you can make it look natural to the point where like you're smiling and you're okay, laughing.
Okay, so let's say the picture looks natural and you're smiling and you're laughing. What message does that give to a girl that's going through Tinder with, hey, this is me. I hang out with a bunch of chicks and I like to have sex.
Right.
What kind of image does that put off? You know what I mean? That's a study? What you need to look at.
No, I disagree because there was a study in 2010 by Michael Platt and Veronica something, long German name, where they would take male, they would have females look at a picture of males with different face structures, and they would say if he's attractive or not. And then that picture, they would put a woman in there, and they would have the woman and the male together, and she would be looking at him and smiling. And that the results were unreal, where a woman will find a man way more attractive if a woman is smiling at him. And they don't look, they're not related, they're not a couple, they're just friends.
Yes, in that case, I agree, because you're getting the same exact two pictures, and one is the guy standing there and smiling, and another one is the guy standing there and smiling, plus a woman staring at him and smiling back.
Right.
So in that case, absolutely.
Okay.
But what I'm saying is, don't post a picture with you and three girls, what you like to show is smoke shows,
yeah,
thinking this is going to help you get more matches. Maybe if you want to add that in there, great. I don't think it gives off that good of an impression.
It has to be tastefully done.
I think almost no pictures like that are tastefully.
So obviously when you get like a working, the bartenders and the waitresses at a club who are dressed a little slutty with the lingerie and all that, and like, ladies, like, let's look like we're friends. And you clearly don't hang out with them. But if you can show that you have female friends, it makes you come off way more comfortable to them.
I think also the different. Yeah, sure. That I agree with that 100%. I think also you need a counter in this. So maybe it's not your first picture. Maybe it's
right,
the last
picture. That's exactly
picture.
Right.
Maybe you just have a picture with one girl. I don't know. Yeah. It's the waters are murky here because what we're talking about is not a Tinder profile or is not a Instagram profile. Right. It's a Tinder profile.
Right.
I like douchey pictures shirtless with hot chicks just as much as the next guy. If you see my Instagram profile, you know this. Right. I have probably some of the douchiest pictures on there. However, for Tinder, I'm saying it's different.
Okay.
For Tinder, it's different because you're trying to give off the vibe that, yeah, you're good looking, you're cool, but also the fact that you're like a genuine guy looking for love.
Right.
That is right. An image that you do want to give off on Tinder. There's something genuine and kind and attractive about that on Tinder. Whereas in Instagram, yeah, show off your cars. I'll give you a perfect example. If I have a picture with me in a Lamborghini sitting on the hood and I post it on Instagram, what are all the comments? Like, sick, bro. This is sick. The car's dope. If you had that on Tinder, you look like a fucking loser.
It's so tryhard.
Yeah, it's like, bro, so tryhard.
That isn't your car. Stop renting your fucking Lambos.
But on Tinder but on Instagram, it kind of looks cool.
Yeah. It's too, I honestly, like, I think it's overdone. I think it's overplayed. Overdone. One of the most pictures I think is overdone is with the girls with like the infinity pool with their ass kind of like above the water.
I mean, don't even get me started with girls and overdone pictures.
I mean, that's one. That's a whole other episode.
Where they fucking put their index finger in between, or not in between, but like under their ass cheeks.
Oh, they do like the
lift.
Oh
my God, that is the stupidest fucking pose. Like, no guy is gonna be like, oh, look at those fingers just under those ass.
No, they want to show that the
ass cheek is like, yeah, I get that. It's just stupid though, because you're trying so hard.
Yeah, and it's like, do they not see your hands cupping it? But anyway, my point is, I feel that the overdone pictures, even on Tinder, because most people just take their Instagram pictures and upload it to Tinder. That's what I do. I probably shouldn't. But I feel that similar to what I said with the female perspective is you need to bait the conversation. So, like, if you want to take a girl or a guy out to hiking, you should post a hiking picture to have you guys talk about hiking. If you love Earth Cafe, that everybody in the city goes to one on Melrose. And if you love Earth Cafe, you should have you at a picture sipping coffee. And then, like, oh, what kind of coffee? And then you kind of, like, make the conversation go there. You need to be two steps ahead of everybody. So I think that's a strategy that I've seen a little success from. And I think, I do think some of the cliche pictures will still work. A puppy. A baby. Having fun with your boys. I wouldn't do serious partying stuff. I would do a more classy spot, wouldn't you?
I think there's a few years ago, Tinder was so new and so different that, like, the traditional things did work. Mm-hmm. Pictures with hot chicks, pictures with puppies, pictures with, you know, shirtless pictures of, like, you with them in a mirror, you know, things like that. Maybe that was, like, 2005.
A mirror.
But, like, things like that worked. But now every guy has a picture with their puppy. Every guy has a shirtless six-pack picture. Every guy has a picture with, like, him and three hot chicks, right? I think those don't work as much now. Now people are really starting to tune into, like, the realness of it. Just like how, if you've noticed with YouTube, there used to be a lot of skits. Now it's a lot of vlogging and, like, reality TV. In the TV world, sitcoms and things like that are not as popular. And stand-up comedy and reality TV, Jersey Shore, Real World, shows like that are popular. I think people are starting to like the realness of video and photos more. Yeah. And I think it's going the same route with Tinder. Right. So I think it's better to just be genuine, to have good photos where you look great, nice smile, and where you're actually genuinely having a good time, but also trying to be a real person, not trying to impress anyone.
And I think there's also, depends what you want, right? Like, I feel that your pictures and your bio need to reflect on what you're trying to get out of the app. If you're trying to meet the one, you may not want to post certain pictures. Whereas if you're just trying to do your hookup thing, and you might want to be more attracted to the, you know, the younger crowd of low to mid 20s who love the partying, you may want to try to attract that with partying pictures. So I think it really depends what you want out of it.
And it's true. It's true. When my college Tinder profile looked nothing like my Tinder profile now. Nothing like my Tinder profile now. Right. In college, it was like me at parties, just like looking like the cool guy with drinks and things like that. And like the typical match I got was like the 18 to 22 year old party girl.
Right.
Now I do that. I don't know what kind of matches I would get. I don't think I've talked to
That's
an
18. Seeking arrangements right there.
Yeah, I don't think I've talked to an 18 year old girl in years.
A year.
a day.
Well, that was some really good advice, Shane. I think, you know, I want to hear what you guys think on any of your insight and trying our theories. We gave you a really good stepping stone to really do well. Keep sending us. I'm so curious on, like, bad messages from dudes. And actually, fellas, you got some weird ass messages from chicks. Let us know. I'm so interested to see if a girl would come in that direct as that one creepy guy did. I'm caressing you and smelling your neck.
Yeah.
I'll be really interested to see if a girl would ever send a guy that. Let us know. DM us. My Instagram is tom_carlsonc.
Yeah. It'll probably be in the bio, but it's Gene W. Park, GeneWPark.
And we'll have another episode on exactly what to write for your bio, those first messages. We kind of touched on it a little bit. The first messages and then where to take it after you get more of a conversation going so you can meet up for the date.
And we are signing out, guys. See you later.